Chapter 4, Field Artillery Operations. This chapter provides a brief overview of the FA and its role and employment in large-scale combat operations. Section 1 describes the role of the FA. Section 2 covers FA organizations at echelons above brigade. Section 3 covers FA capabilities in depth. Section 4 covers FA organization for combat. Section 5 discusses key considerations for combat, and Section 6 covers fire direction. Section 1, the role of the field artillery. The role of the FA is to destroy, neutralize, or suppress the enemy by cannon, rocket, and missile fire, and to integrate and synchronize all FS assets into operations. The FA, as an integral part of the FS system, is responsible for participating in the planning, preparation, and execution of lethal and non-lethal effects delivered by FA cannons, rockets, and missiles at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels. This often includes simultaneous FA fires in support of decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations, including counterfires. Deep fires, beyond the boundaries of tactical operations under joint force control, may involve the delivery of operational-level fires directly supporting the JFC's campaign plan. Such fires may have potential strategic effects. FA contributes to operations by massing fires in space and time on single or multiple targets with precision, near precision, and area fire capabilities. The synchronized use of massed or selectively applied FA fires in support of simultaneous decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations is intended to weaken the enemy at all echelons and deny them the opportunity to hide or rest, effectively contributing to efforts to impose multiple dilemmas on the enemy. FA can rapidly shift fires throughout the AO in support of the scheme of maneuver and to counter unforeseen enemy reaction to create the supported commander's desired effects. FA cannons are classified according to caliber as millimeters. Light, 120 millimeters and less. Medium, 121 to 160 millimeters. Heavy, 161 to 210 millimeters. Very heavy, greater than 210 millimeters. Rockets, 298 millimeters. Missiles, 607 millimeters. FA is the supported commander's principal means for providing continuous and responsive indirect fires in support of large-scale combat operations. It can achieve surprise with the instantaneous delivery of high volumes of fire without warning. As such, it is the most potent and responsive 24-hour all-weather combat multiplier available to supported commanders. Organic, assigned, attached, or OpCon FA delivery assets include cannon, rocket, missile, and hypersonic systems that range from tactical to strategic areas. FA provides continuously available fires under all-weather conditions and in all types of terrain. FA can shift and mass fires rapidly without having to displace. FA limitations include a firing signature that makes firing units vulnerable to an electromagnetic signature susceptible to enemy electronic warfare interference and detection by enemy TA assets, limited self-defense capability against ground and air attacks, and limited ability to engage moving targets. FA personnel, from company fist through fires commands, integrate all means of FS, FA, mortars, SEMA, and joint fires. FA personnel integrate and synchronize FS within the commander's scheme of maneuver. FA supports ground and air operations by attacking the enemy force throughout the depth of its formations and provides specific target engagements such as SEED. FA fires can provide simultaneous precision strikes of targets at long ranges that other means cannot attack without significant risk. Strike is an attack to damage or destroy an objective or a capability. JP-3O. FA can quickly attack enemy forces on key terrain, flanks, and in dead space, and enables the supported commander to economize and concentrate to exploit advantages that arise. As an element of the FS system, TA is key to FA effectively providing timely and accurate artillery fires. FA-specific TA is accomplished by FOs and WLRs. In addition, supported commanders must also integrate maneuver, UAS, other joint and national collection assets into the information collection plan. Section 2. Field artillery organizations at echelons above brigade. To meet the JFC's objectives, the joint force synchronizes diverse fires assets from United States and multinational forces. Joint FS requires planning and detailed coordination to integrate and synchronize the supporting commander's joint FS into the supported commander's operation. FA headquarters and organizations provide the theater, core, and division commanders with the C2 and synchronizing functions to integrate fires. These units at Echelon are the TFC, Theater Fires Element, TFE, Multi-Domain Task Force, FAB, and the Divardi. For more information on the FAB and Divardi, see ATP3-09.24 and ATP3-09.90. Theater Fires Command. A TFC will see to organic assigned theater strategic fires capabilities and serve as the senior headquarters assigned to a theater army to integrate theater fires assets and execute critical fires functions. Theater strategic level of warfare is the level of warfare at which combatant commanders synchronize with unified action partners and employ all elements of national power to fulfill policy aims within the assigned theater in support of the national strategy. FM 3O. The TFC will develop, nominate, and integrate effects on joint targets across the theater. The TFC supports joint targeting by continuously setting the theater and setting the conditions to enable JFLC/Field Army and Corps operations in conflict. Setting the theater is the broad range of activities continuously conducted to establish conditions for the successful execution of operations in a theater. FM 3O. The TFC is assigned to an Army Service Component Command/Theater Army to plan, coordinate, synchronize, and employ multi-domain fires to support the Joint Force Land Component Command, JFLC, Theater Army, and the Joint Force Air Component Command, JFAC, throughout all periods of multi-domain operations. The TFC provides the JFLC/Theater Army and JFAC with an FFA headquarters to integrate multi-domain fires against operational and strategic targets in armed conflict, and provides strategic deterrence in competition and crisis. The primary functions of the TFC are: the TFC provides strategic deterrence through forward positioning of army fires and other enablers in theater, sets the theater for the rapid employment of multi-domain fires and their effects through the development and implementation of theater-level FSCMs in support of the strategic framework. Responsible for an integrated fires network, serves as the Land Component Commanders, referred to as LCC, coordinating headquarters for theater joint targeting. Serve as an FFA headquarters for the theater by assigning mission-specific headquarters for counterfire, strike, or setting the conditions for future operations. Also recommends command and support relationships for all fires organizations in theater, including allies. The TFC organizes, equips, and trains as a dedicated theater strategic level multi-domain fires organization in support of the JFLC/Theater Army. The formation serves in assigned theater to provide the joint force freedom of action during LISCO. The TFC provides strategic reach, enabling the TFC to target and defeat threat capabilities, creating multiple dilemmas for the enemy to gain positions of advantage for joint force and R4 exploitation. The TFC roles include: provide accurate and timely information to theater operations and intelligence processes. Provide early warning, reaction time, and maneuver space to the supported commander. Preserve combat power. Operate for extended duration at supporting distances. Facilitate movement and transitions for the supported theater commander. Facilitate echelon C2 through situational understanding. Represent the theater army in the joint targeting process. Integrate coalition/multinational fires. Theater Fires Element. The TFE provides the JFLC with the ability to accomplish joint force objectives, set the theater, and support the development of an integrated multi-domain joint force. The element plans, coordinates, synchronizes cross-domain fires in support of the JFLC commander. They serve as the JFLC's coordinating element for theater joint targeting, providing an integrated theater strategic fires capability. The TFE is organized under the G3, and the lead staff proponent for resourcing and coordinating actions for assigned fires headquarters, multi-domain task force, BCD, FAB, Corps FSE. The TFE plans, coordinates, and synchronizes army fires in support of the Theater Joint Force Land Component Commander and serves as the TFLCC's coordinating element for theater joint targeting in support of the Joint Force Commander, JFC. When designated as a Joint Task Force, JTF, the TFE serves as the nucleus for the Joint Fires Element, JFE, and is the integrating staff element that plans, coordinates, and synchronizes joint fires on behalf of the JTF commander. The TFE is structured and organized to plan, coordinate, and synchronize Army fires in support of the TJFLC. integrates joint and multinational fires during theater joint targeting, develop targets of ground component interest, and shepherd them through the targeting B2C2WG process. Target discovery, BTD, ITD, ATD. For vetting and validation, onto the joint target list, JTL, and restricted target list, RTL. Lead staff proponent, governance, resourcing, and coordination actions. Assigned fires headquarters, multi-domain task force, BCD, FAB, core FSE, in the theater. Plan for set the theater activities in support of campaign plan and O-Plan. Lead integrators for Joint Fires Network, JFN, Fires COP, and AI/ML solutions into the digital kill chain. Maintain situations awareness on the operations floor, providing the commander's estimate of blue and red fires. The TFE is not structured or organized to serve as an FFA headquarters. Manage theater-level counter-firefight. Manage theater-level fires ammunition. No command authority to conduct mission command over assigned or attached fires formations. Note, if searching for the manning authorizations for the theater fires element, TFE, in the Army's Force Management System, the TFE is not found. In its place, you will find the multi-domain fires element. Field Artillery Brigade. A FAB's primary tasks are conducting core-level strike operations and augmenting divisions, setting the conditions for future operations. The FAB provides the Corps with the capability to mass effects during shaping operations in the conduct of large-scale combat operations. The FAB can be task-organized with delivery and sensor systems to support mission requirements. A division, corps, JTF, or other force may have a FAB or its units attached or placed under OpCon. The FAB's battalions are fully capable of providing DS to joint, SOF, and other joint units. When operating under the control of the JFC or another service, the Theater Army Commander or Army Forces Commander exercises administrative control over the FAB. The FAB, when designated by the JFC, Corps, or Division Commander, can serve as a counterfire headquarters or be assigned a counterfire mission. For more information on the FAB, see ATP 3-09.24. Division Artillery, DIVARTI, controls the division's organic and attached FA units and indirect FS operations, coordinating closely with the division FSE for continuous operations to the division main, tactical, and rear area CP. To win in large-scale combat operations quickly, decisively, and with minimum friendly casualties, each division must be supported with the fires of additional FABs equipped with long-range precision fires capability. The DIVARTI can provide the counterfire headquarters for the division. If allocated the necessary firing units, the target processing section of the TA platoon, in conjunction with the DIVARTI CP, can be designated to coordinate the counterfire fight for the division. For more information on DIVARTI organization and operations, see ATP 3-09.90. The primary role of the DIVARTI is to facilitate shaping operations within the division AO. The DIVARTI serves as the FFA headquarters for the division. Additionally, the DIVARTI commander, as the senior artilleryman in the division, is responsible for standardizing training for FA units that are assigned, attached, or placed under the OpCon of the division. The DIVARTI commander will mentor the commanders and leaders of these FA units and typically be assigned other key responsibilities on behalf of the division commander. Those responsibilities could include management of the assigned or attached 13 series career management field soldiers, training oversight, and certification programs. The DIVARTI is task-organized with firing units based on mission requirements. Task organization may include a combination of MLRS or HIMARS or cannon battalions, as well as other enablers. The DIVARTI, when allocated appropriate rocket and cannon units, brings a long-range and precision FS capability to the division. In large-scale combat operations, the Corps commander may attach a FABS unit to a DIVARTI utilizing a support relationship. The division commander can task organize the division's FA units to the DIVARTI as necessary to support accomplishment of EFSTs, Field Artillery Brigade and Division Artillery role in counterfire operations. The Corps or division commander can assign the role of counterfire headquarters to a FAB, DIVARTI, or a separate FA battalion. The counterfire headquarters must be allocated the necessary assets to conduct the counterfire fight. The counterfire headquarters will coordinate with the G2 to integrate all available units into the counterfire fight in a proactive manner. The counterfire headquarters will require sensor tasking authority from higher headquarters, SJA, Intelligence Analysis Augmentation, additional CAS, and attack helicopter allocation to include JTAC support. The counterfire headquarters duties include plan and coordinate sensor management, conduct pattern analysis of enemy indirect fire systems. Based off pattern analysis, conduct zone management in support of the counterfire fight. Recommend positioning of counterfire delivery systems. Write the TA tab to NXD. Recommend counterfire TTP to facilitate permissive fires. Participate in the targeting process. Establish counterfire mission procedures and communications architecture. FAB contributions to the overall counterfire effort include the responsibility to serve as the counterfire headquarters if designated. Task organize FAB assets as directed by the supported command and FFA headquarters to support the counterfire fight. Plan and direct the counterfire fight for the supported command. Centralize the placement and control of detection assets and request additional sensor and attack assets from higher or other services. Position firing assets that are dedicated to the counterfire fight. Establish and maintain communications with all acquisition and delivery assets. Detect counterfire targets with FA organic assets, reinforced by collection assets, allocated by the supported formation. Attack threat FS systems with MLRS/HIMARS, Army Aviation, Air Component Sorties, and ground maneuver forces that may be available for target attack. The Divardi can provide the counterfire headquarters for the division. If allocated the necessary firing units, the target processing section of the TA platoon, in conjunction with the Divardi CP, can be designated and coordinate the counterfire fight for the division. WLRs supporting the counterfire headquarters send all acquisitions acquired by the radars to the counterfire cell of the counterfire headquarters. Counterfire targets are usually generated from CFZs or CFFZs. Targets that meet target selection standards and are determined to be safe are immediately routed to the dedicated counterfire delivery unit for execution. Section 3. Field artillery capabilities in depth, deep and simultaneous attacks, executed at increasingly longer range and with precision, are key elements for division, corps, and JFCs in setting the conditions on the battlefield and accelerating the enemy's defeat. In both offense and defense, deep operations are conducted to isolate, immobilize, and weaken the enemy in depth using fire, maneuver, or a combination of the two. Deep FA fires may be used to limit the enemy's ability to shift forces to meet attacking friendly maneuver forces and to sustain the momentum of the attack. Deep fires limit, delay, or disrupt the enemy's attacking echelons and FS, C2, communications, and logistics. They are intended to reduce the enemy's rate of arrival in the close area to a level manageable by supported commanders. FA systems are fully capable of conducting deep precision strikes and massing fires under all weather conditions, day or night. They provide joint and land component commanders the capability to engage HPTs when and where required. Precision strikes are also important factors in consolidation of gains and stability operations, where the threat of collateral damage is often of primary concern. Collateral damage is a form of collateral effect that causes unintentional or incidental injury or damage to persons or objects that would not be lawful military targets in the circumstances ruling at the time. JP 3-60. As part of deep operations, proactive TA and FA counterfires can affect threat indirect fire systems before they have a major influence on the battle. Similarly, deep attack can interdict or attrit enemy maneuver forces, surface-to-surface missile systems, and logistic units/facilities, alter combat power ratios, and limit an opponent's freedom of action while simultaneously enhancing friendly operations and force protection. FA fires, either separately or as part of joint and combined arms missions, assist with seed and scar. At corps and division levels, close operations during the offense or defense are undertaken to win the current battle or engagement. Close operations are tactical actions of subordinate maneuver forces and the forces providing immediate support to them, whose purpose is to employ maneuver and fires to close with and destroy enemy forces. FM30. FA fires, in the form of preparations, counterfires, and seed support friendly schemes of maneuver, by assisting in denying the enemy favorable avenues of approach, helping maneuver forces control terrain and defeating attacks. Counterfires engage enemy artillery and other indirect fire systems to preserve friendly fighting forces and combat capabilities. They give supported elements the freedom to maneuver, while obscuration smoke hides friendly movements and illumination exposes enemy formations at night. close fires are normally the main concern of DSFA battalions, whose fires in support of forces in contact may be augmented by fires from Divardi and FAB units. Commanders and planners must ensure that supported forces receive an appropriate share of available FS, to include security forces and reserves upon commitment. Support area operations are conducted to ensure that friendly forces retain freedom of action to support combat forces engaged in deep and close operations. FA assets are seldom sufficient to dedicate firing units to consolidation and support area as their sole or primary mission. FA commanders, in the role as FISCORD, may assign on-order support relationships to support corps or division rear area operations. They can also meet rear area FA support requirements by assigning GS and GSR support relationships to cannon units to range rear and support areas while continuing to perform their primary support relationships. A support area is the portion of the commander's area of operations that is designated to facilitate the positioning, employment, and protection of base sustainment assets required to sustain, enable, and control operations. ADP 3.0. Section 4. Field Artillery Organization for Combat. Successful execution of large-scale combat operations requires careful planning of limited FA resources and the coordinated employment of TA and assessment means. FISCORDs and FSEs on Corps and division staffs ensure adequacy in support of operations by varying allocation and control of available FS resources to include FA formations. The Corps commander may allocate MLRS/HIMARS units to the divisions utilizing command and support relationships. The Division FISCORD recommends to the division commander the establishment of support relationships of FA units in large-scale combat operations. The division commander should consider assigning the BCT organic FA battalions as OPCON to the Divardi prior to the execution of operations. The FA commander recommends to the supported commander the command and support relationships of FA units supporting the operation, regardless if they are organic or assigned. This information is vital to planning fire support for tactical operations. Task organizing is the act of designing a force, support staff, or sustainment package of specific size and composition to meet a unique task or mission, ADP 3.0. Characteristics to examine when task organizing the force include but are not limited to training, experience, equipment, sustainability, operating environment, enemy threat, and mobility. For Army forces, task organizing includes allocating available assets to subordinate commanders and establishing their command and support relationships. The objective of FA organization is to ensure that each FA unit has an established command relationship or support relationship that best supports the supported commander's concept of the operation. Dynamic task organizing during operations is one way to ensure FA assets are never in reserve. The FISCORD, Chief of Fires and Brigade FSO, analyze the mission variables of MET-TCI, evaluate the FA assets available, and recommend a command or support relationship for each FA unit to the supported commander. The supported commander approves the FA task organization, which is subsequently reflected in the O-Plan/OP-ORD and FS plan. Commanders never place artillery in reserve. Commanders consider mutual support when task organizing FA. Mutual support is that support which units render each other throughout joint operations because of their assigned tasks, their position relative to each other and to the enemy, or their inherent capabilities. JP 3-31. Mutual support exists when positions and units support each other by direct and or indirect fire and or non-lethal activities. Mutual support increases the strength of all defensive positions, prevents defeat in detail, and helps prevent infiltration between positions. Supporting range is the distance one unit may be geographically separated from a second unit, yet remain within the maximum range of the second unit's weapon systems. ADP 3.0. Although an FA unit may be in supporting range of a supported unit, the communications capability must also be considered. If the unit needing support cannot communicate with the supporting unit, the range capability of a weapon system or its proximity to the supported force has no effect on the outcome of an operation. For more information on mutual support, see ADP 3-90 and FM 3-90. The principles of fire support execution applied to Field Artillery Organization for Combat. Commanders and staffs must consider the principles of FS execution referred to as the memory aid, a WIF-MN, when planning the integration of fires into an operation. FS execution principles, a WIF-MN considerations are adequate fire support for the committed units. In large-scale combat operations, the minimum adequate FA for committed units is normally one FA battalion for each committed brigade. If a brigade is not committed, commanders must consider assigning a support relationship of the uncommitted brigade's artillery battalion to a committed unit. Commanders never place artillery in reserve. Commanders utilize command and support relationships to weight the main effort. Weight to the main effort. The main effort can be weighted by a variety of ways. Reinforcing or GSR support relationships can be assigned to provide additional responsive fires to the supported forces in contact. FA units can be positioned and assigned directions of fire to concentrate their fires in the appropriate AO. In this manner, units in a GS support relationship can add weight to the main attack or strength to the most vulnerable area. FA ammunition may be allocated to provide for more support in a specific area. Priority of FA fires given to the main effort. Decisive operation. Support relationships from GS to DS provide increasing responsiveness to the main effort's commander. Minimal essential FS can be allocated to setting the conditions for future operations. Immediately available fire support for the commander to influence the operation. The force commander should establish command or support relationships for available artillery with which the commander can immediately influence the operation. The practice of establishing FA support relationships of GS and GSR enhances flexibility and facilitates ability to provide immediately responsive fires for the force. The artillery commander maintains the capability to shift fires rapidly and add weight when enemy vulnerabilities are detected or the force is threatened. As the engagement unfolds, the supported commander may shift the priority of fires to exploit opportunities as they are presented. Facilitate future operations. Future operations can be facilitated by the assignment of a command or support relationship, the positioning of FA, and the allocation and positioning of ammunition, to include combat-configured loads and ammunition issued for immediate consumption. The assignment of GS and GSR support relationships, as well as on-order command or support relationships, enables the transition to a future mission. Another way to facilitate future operations is to modify the current command or support relationship in accordance with anticipated requirements. Commanders can apply CSR to FA units to ensure planned future operations are adequately supported. Maximum feasible centralized control. The optimum degree of centralized control varies with each tactical situation. A high degree of centralized control is preferred in a defensive situation. Since the enemy has the initiative, it is difficult to accurately predict where and when the enemy will attack. The commander cannot afford to dissipate fire's capabilities on secondary priorities before determining the enemy's main effort. Less centralized control is essential in an offensive situation because the supported force has the initiative and unforeseen opportunities require responsive fires to exploit. Never place artillery in reserve. Commanders should not place artillery in reserve, but may give a change to its support relationship, ensuring artillery is not held in reserve and adequate support is provided to the main effort. These changes in support relationships can be identified by an on-order mission. An example of an on-order mission is 1, 52FA, GSR 1, 50FA, on-order R1, 50FA. In addition to never leaving FA in reserve and the FS execution principles of a WIF-MN, FA commanders and FS personnel also consider mission, ammunition, and positioning when planning for FA system employment. Considerations are mission, appropriate FA unit command support relationships assigned based on the commander's intent and the overall situation. Ammunition. Allocate ammunition to provide more support for the main effort. Ensure adequate ammunition for future operations through positioning, ammunition restrictions, or CSR parameters during execution and planning. Positioning. Continually reposition FA units, ammunition, TA resources, CPs, and assets to best support the plan as it is being executed. Assign direction of fire to mass fires in the appropriate AO. Field artillery inherent responsibilities in Army command relationships. FA cannon, rocket, and missile systems that are organic, assigned, attached to, or under the OPCON of FABs, DVARDI, and BCTs, provide commanders with continuously available, adjustable, and tailored fires under all weather conditions and in all types of terrain. These organizations can be task organized with maneuver or supported unit to provide the right combination of indirect fires capabilities for a given situation. Command relationships provide the basis for ensuring unity of command and unity of effort in operations. Command relationships are used in Army force generation, force tailoring, and task organizing. Command relationships define superior and subordinate relationships between unit commanders. By specifying a chain of command, command relationships unify effort and enable commanders to use subordinate forces with maximum flexibility. Army command relationships identify the degree of control of the gaining commander. The type of command relationship often relates to the expected longevity of the relationship between the headquarters involved and quickly identifies the degree of support that the gaining and losing Army commanders provide. Organic is assigned to and forming an essential part of a military organization, as listed in its table of organization for the Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps, and are assigned to the operating forces for the Navy. JP 1, Volume 2. Assign is to place units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively permanent and or where such organization controls and administers the units or personnel for the primary function or greater portion of the functions of the unit or personnel. JP 3.0. Attach is the placement of units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively temporary. JP 3.0. Operational control is the authority to perform those functions of command over subordinate forces, involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction necessary to accomplish the mission. JP 1, Volume 2. Tactical control is the authority over forces that is limited to the detailed direction and control of movements or maneuvers within the operational area necessary to accomplish missions or tasks assigned. JP 1, Volume 2. Field artillery inherent responsibilities in Army support relationships. In the past, DS, reinforcing, GSR, and GS were referred to as FA tactical missions. These tactical missions are now referred to as support relationships and are used by the rest of the Army to task organize forces. Army support relationships are not a command authority and are more specific than the joint support relationships. Commanders establish support relationships when subordination of one unit to another is inappropriate. Commanders assign support relationships when the support is more effective if a commander with the requisite technical and tactical expertise controls the supporting unit rather than the supported commander. The echelon of the supporting unit is the same as or higher than that of the supported unit, or the supporting unit supports several units simultaneously. ADP 5.0. Organic FA battalions can be assigned a support relationship by the FFA headquarters of the supported command. Support relationships allow commanders to employ their unit's capabilities to achieve the desired results required by supported commanders. Support relationships are graduated from an exclusive supported and supporting relationship between two units, as in DS to a broad level of support, extended to all units under the control of the higher headquarters, as in GS. Support relationships do not normally alter administrative control. Support relationships are used to task organize for a mission. FA units may be assigned a support relationship of DS, reinforcing, GSR, or GS. The seven FA inherent responsibilities supplement the inherent responsibilities of an Army support relationship. For more information on command and support relationships, see FM 3.0. Direct support. Joint doctrine considers direct support a mission rather than a support relationship. For the Army and FA, direct support is a support relationship requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance. FM 3.0. An FA unit in DS of a maneuver unit is concerned primarily with the fire support needs of only that unit. The FSE of the supported maneuver unit plans and coordinates fires to support the maneuver commander's intent. The commander of a unit in DS recommends position areas and coordinates for movement clearances where his units can best support the supported commander's concept of the operation. When FA units are able to habitually support the same supported force, coordination and training are enhanced. DS is the most decentralized support relationship. Reinforcing. Reinforcing is a support relationship requiring a force to support another supporting unit. FM 3.0. Only like units, for example, artillery to artillery, can be given a reinforcing support relationship. A reinforcing support relationship requires one FA unit to augment the fires of another FA unit. When an organic or DSFA battalion requires more fires to meet supported force requirements, another FA battalion may be directed to reinforce it. An organic or DSFA battalion may be supported by up to two reinforcing battalions. An FA unit assigned a reinforcing support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but is positioned by the reinforced FA unit and has priorities of support established by the reinforced FA unit, then the parent unit. General Support Reinforcing. General Support Reinforcing is a support relationship assigned to a unit to support the force as a whole and to reinforce another similar type unit. FM3O. The first priority of an FA unit assigned a GSR support relationship is to furnish artillery fires for the supported force as a whole. The second priority is to reinforce the fires of another FA unit. A GSR unit remains under the control of the supported maneuver commander or his FFA headquarters. The GSR support relationship offers the commander the flexibility to meet the requirements of a variety of tactical mission tasks. General support. General support is support which is given to the supported force as a whole and not to any particular subdivision thereof. JP 3-09.3. An FA unit assigned a support relationship of GS of a force has all its fires under the immediate control of the supported commander or his designated FFA headquarters. Among Army support relationships, GS provides the highest degree of centralized control of fires. This provides the commander flexibility to facilitate ongoing operations. Non-standard field artillery support relationships. Commanders sometimes use a non-standard support relationship. In many cases, this is simply a variation of a standard support relationship, DS, reinforcing, GSR, or GS, when there are not sufficient FA assets to cover all the contingencies, or if an FA unit is assigned more than one support relationship over a time period. A non-standard support relationship is also a means by which the commander can tailor his FA assets in anticipation of future operations. A non-standard support relationship may involve limitations or guidance concerning ammunition, positioning, or other critical factors. Examples of non-standard FA support relationships include 110 FAB, GSR 7 FAB. Do not exceed 25% of the CSR in support of 7 FAB. 189 FA, MLRS, M270A1, GS. Provide liaison officer to the Corps FSE. Section 5. Key considerations for field artillery employment. FA organizations employ indirect fire capabilities, which are versatile and responsive, to create desired effects. In order to create effects, FA units employ and integrate joint fires, cannons, rockets, missiles, and TA assets. FA units are as mobile and deployable as the forces they support. Indirect fires include anything from a single precision munition, precision-guided munition, to a multiple-battalion mass mission. A precision munition is a munition that corrects for ballistic conditions using guidance and control up to the aim point, or submunitions dispense with terminal accuracy less than the lethal radius of effect. Excalibur, Gimlers, Attackums. A precision-guided munition is a guided weapon intended to destroy a point target and minimize collateral damage. JP 3-03. In order to deliver fires, FA units must meet the five requirements for accurate predicted fires. Be proactive and responsive to create the desired effects. Mass fires. Five requirements for accurate predicted fires. The goal of any indirect firing unit is to achieve accurate first round fire for effect, FFE, on a target. Fire for effect is a command to indicate that fire for effect is desired. Fire that is intended to achieve the desired result on target. TC 3-09.81. In order to accomplish this goal, an artillery unit must compensate for non-standard conditions as completely as time and the tactical situation permit. There are five requirements for achieving accurate first-round FFE. These requirements are accurate target location and size, accurate firing unit location, accurate weapon and ammunition information, accurate med information, and accurate computational procedures. If these requirements are met, the firing unit will be able to deliver accurate and timely fires in support of the ground-gaining arms. If the requirements for accurate fire cannot be met completely, The firing unit may be required to use Adjust Fire missions to engage targets. Adjust Fire missions can result in reduced effect on the target, loss of surprise, increased ammunition expenditure, and greater possibility that the firing unit will be detected by hostile TA assets. Accurate target location and size. Establishing the range from the weapons to the target requires accurate and timely detection, identification, and location of ground targets. Determining their size and disposition on the ground is also necessary so that accurate firing data can be computed. Determining the appropriate time and type of attack requires that the target size, radius or other dimensions, and the direction and speed of movement are considered. Target location is determined by using TA. Target location error is the difference between the coordinates generated for a target and the actual location of the target. JP 3-09.3. The following are the target location error categories expressed by circular error, CE, on ground expressed in feet, FT, and meters, M. Cat 1, CE, 0 to 20 feet, / 0 to 6 meters. Cat 2, CE, 21 to 50 feet, / 7 to 15 meters. Cat 3, CE, 51 to 100 feet, / 16 to 30 meters. Cat 4, CE, 101 to 300 feet, / 31 to 91 meters. Cat 5, CE, 301 to 1,000 feet, / 92 to 305 meters. Cat 6, CE, greater than 1,000 feet, / greater than 305 meters. Accurate firing unit location. Accurate range and deflection from the firing unit to the target requires accurate weapon location. Survey techniques and onboard navigation systems are used to determine the location of each weapon. See the following survey section and ATP 3-09.02. Accurate weapon and ammunition information. The actual performance of the weapon is measured by the weapon muzzle velocity, velocity with which the projectile leaves the muzzle of the tube, for a projectile-propellant combination. The firing battery can measure the achieved muzzle velocity of a weapon and correct it for non-standard projectile weight and propellant temperature. This is done through use of the muzzle velocity systems. The corrections that the muzzle velocity system makes are similar to those found in the muzzle velocity correction table. Calibration should be conducted continuously by using the muzzle velocity system. Firing tables and technical gunnery procedures allow the unit to consider specific ammunition information, projectile square weight, fuse type, and propellant temperature. Thus, accurate firing data are possible. Accurate meteorological information. The effects of weather on the projectile in flight must be considered, and firing data must compensate for those effects. Firing tables and technical gunnery procedures allow the unit to consider specific weather information. Air temperature, air density / pressure, wind direction, and wind speed in determining accurate firing data. Accurate computational procedures. The computation of firing data must be accurate. Manual and automated techniques are designed to achieve accurate and timely delivery of fire. The balance between accuracy, speed, and the other requirements discussed in this chapter should be included in the computational procedures. Note, non-standard conditions. If the five requirements for accurate predicted fire cannot be met, the FDC needs to take steps to improve firing data. For more information, see TC 3-09.81. Survey. FA survey is critical to the first two requirements for accurate predicted fire. FA survey must provide indirect fire assets and target locating assets with a common grid. The common grid refers to all firing and target locating elements within a unified command located and oriented to prescribed accuracies with respect to a single three-dimensional datum, ATP 3-09.02. Common survey allows the supported commander to employ FS resources with a guarantee of accurate and timely FS. Common control is the horizontal and vertical map or chart location of points in the target and position area, tied in with the horizontal and vertical control in use by two or more units, ATP 3-09.02. Survey planning within the force is based on the following tactical considerations. The commander's target adjustment policy, that is, if the element of surprise is an important aspect of his tactical plan. The requirement for transfer of adjusted target locations to higher and lower echelons. The required attack of HPTs onto which fire cannot be adjusted, or if surprise is a factor. the planned positioning of indirect fire units during each phase of the operation, the planned tasking of TA sensors, and the processing of targets to an attack system. The supported headquarters establishes survey timelines and accuracy requirements in the initial planning stages of an operation based on the commander's guidance. The supported commander gives the FA battalion commander targeting priorities and the effects required on HPTs. This information translates into survey requirements for the TA sensors and the designated attack systems, which must be on a common grid by the time required. The effects on the target and inherent system inaccuracies determine the survey accuracy requirement, hasty, fourth order, or fifth order survey. There is no longer a military occupational specialty dedicated solely to survey. This creates a need to train non-survey soldiers on how to operate the survey equipment. The commander designates the personnel to train and form the survey team. The survey team provides survey for the unit. The survey equipment is assigned to the FA battalion. For more information on survey, see ATP 3-09.02. Provide proactive and responsive fires that create desired effects. Effective gunnery, TA, weapons, munitions, C2, are essential for proactive and responsive FA fires to supported forces. Procedures must be streamlined to minimize the time between the proactive acquisition of a target, the call for fire, and the responsive delivery of fires. A call for fire is a standardized request for fire containing data necessary for obtaining the required fire on a target. Unnecessary delay can result in a failure to have desired effects on the target. Responsiveness can be achieved by training, especially digital sustainment training. Streamlining the call for fire through use of digital systems. Planning FS requirements in advance. Establish a permissive battlefield design to include airspace. Establish permissive FSCMs. Rehearsals, especially FA technical rehearsals. Time on target. Continually training observers in all aspects of FS. Limiting radio transmissions on fire nets to time-sensitive, mission-essential traffic only. The effectiveness of fires on a target will depend, in part, on the method of fire and type of ammunition selected to attack the target. The desired effects are created through proper weaponeering, accurate initial fires, and massed fires. Weaponeering is the process of determining the specific means required to create a desired effect on a given target. JP 3-60. The FA has the ability to deliver effects on a target from multiple formations to engage a target simultaneously. An essential capability to disrupting the enemy's A2AD systems is our ability to mass fires. Massed fires. Massed fire is fire from a number of weapons directed at a single point or small area. JP 3-02. The FISCORD needs to maximize the number of units massing across the fire's formation to create the required effect in the specified EFAT. For more information on EFATs, see Appendix A. Massing fires within a firing unit distributes ammunition consumption and lessens the sustainment problem for the FA unit. Further, synchronized mass fires increase the lethality of the delivered munition by preventing the adversary's ability to react to multiple volleys. Massed fires maximize effectiveness of the initial volley on the intended target. Massing all available fires enables the supported commander to maximize the effect of fires on a target or targets. Fires can also be massed in time, striking multiple targets at the same time to overwhelm the enemy's ability to react. The desired effect is created through fires delivered in an instant, since these fires limit the enemy's time to react and seek protection. Massed fires ensure maximum effect in attacking targets that can easily change their posture. Vignette. Operation Desert Storm. In a 15 May 1991 letter to the Commandant of the FA School, Major General Rafael J. Halada, 1987-1991, about the United States 7th Corps' 24 February 1991 breaching operation, the Commanding General of the 1st Infantry Division, Major General Thomas G. Rame, related, "The performance of the FA in combat has caused all of us to remember what we had perhaps forgotten, namely its incredible destructive power and shock effect. The preparation fires I witnessed prior to our assault on the breach line were the most incredible sight I have seen in 27 years of service." On 24 February 1991, Commander of the United States 7th Corps Artillery, Brigadier General Creighton Abrams Jr., and the Commander of the 1st Infantry Division, Mechanized Artillery, Colonel Michael L. Dodson, assembled the FA force. In support of the United States 7th Corps assault, General Abrams allocated the 42nd, 75th, and 142nd FA Brigades, two division artilleries, and 10 multiple launch rocket system batteries to create a Soviet-style attack at the breach area. General Abrams positioned approximately 22 artillery pieces for each kilometer of the attack zone. More than 350 FA pieces fired 11,000 rounds, while M270 multiple launch rocket launchers shot 414 rockets in an FA preparation of 30 minutes. Besides crushing Iraqi morale, this massed fires destroyed 50 tanks, 139 armored personnel carriers, and 152 FA pieces. Section 6. Fire direction. Fire direction is the tactical employment of firepower exercising the tactical command of one or more units in the selection of targets, the concentration and distribution of fire, and the allocation of ammunition for each mission. The methods and techniques used to convert target information into the appropriate fire commands. TC 3-09.81. A fire direction center is that element of a command post consisting of gunnery and communications personnel and equipment, by means of which the commander exercises fire direction and or fire control. JP 3-09.3. The FDC receives target intelligence and requests for fire and translates them into appropriate fire direction. The FDC provides timely and effective tactical and technical fire control in support of current operations. Fire control is all operations connected with the planning, preparation, and actual application of fire on a target. TC 3-09.81. The FDC is the control center for the gunnery team. The FDC personnel receive calls for fire through the AFETADs or by voice. The FDC will then process that information by using tactical and technical fire direction procedures. Tactical fire direction. Tactical fire direction is primarily performed at the FA Battalion FDC. Tactical fire direction includes processing calls for fire and determining appropriate method of fire, ammunition type and quantity, unit or units to fire, and time of attack. The fire direction officer's decision on how to engage the target is concisely stated as a fire order. A fire order is the fire direction officer's decision on what unit or units will fire, and how much and what type of ammunition will be fired. It is based on the fire direction officer's analysis of the target. The objectives of tactical fire direction include providing continuous, accurate, and responsive fires in all conditions, maintaining the flexibility to engage various target types over wide frontages, massing the fires of available units, engaging a number and variety of targets simultaneously. Technical fire direction. Technical fire direction is the process of converting weapon and ammunition characteristics, such as muzzle velocity, propellant temperature and projectile weight, weapon and target locations, and MET information into firing data. Firing data is all data necessary for firing a weapon at a given target. FA firing data are determined by use of various firing tables and equipment. These tables contain the fire control information under standard conditions and data correcting for non-standard conditions. Whether this process is done through an automated system or manually, the process is the same. Firing data provided to both cannon and MLRS units includes the number and type of munitions/shell, fuse setting and aim point or points, allowing the platform to compute its own firing data, deflection and quadrant elevation. Deflection is the setting on the weapon sight to place the line of fire in the desired direction. The azimuth of fire is the direction, expressed in mils, that a firing unit is laid, oriented on, when it occupies a position. ATP 3-09.50. Cannon units are usually also provided the charge and type of fuse, although this too can be calculated at the firing platform. For firing units without an onboard technical computation capability, or operating in a degraded mode, the FDC transmits firing data to the firing unit as fire commands. Fire commands are commands used by the FDC to give firing units all the information needed to conduct a fire mission. Initial fire commands include all elements needed for orienting, loading, and firing the weapon. Subsequent fire commands include only those elements that have changed from the previous commands, except quadrant elevation. Quadrant elevation is announced in every set of fire commands and allows the firing unit to fire in a weapon's release status. For more information on fire commands, see ATP 3-09.50. The surface-to-surface attack by FA depends on a number of factors, including meeting the five requirements of accurate predicted fire, identifying an appropriate target, TA process, initiating a call for fire into the FS system, the fire request, analyzing the fire mission to determine the proper method of attack, conducting clearance of fires, which includes coordinating airspace, transmitting the call for fire to the selected FDC or FDCs or firing element or elements, conducting technical fire direction, giving fire orders to the firing element if necessary, delivering the required ordnance on the target to create the desired effect on target, deliver fires, determining and reporting effects on the engaged target. A fire mission is the specific assignment given to a fire unit as part of a definite plan, an order used to alert the weapon/battery area and indicate that the message following is a call for fire. TC 3-09.81. FA battalion functions directly associated with surface-to-surface attack are encompassed in the fire mission process. The FSE or any sensor can initiate a fire mission, for example, FOs, aerial observers, radars. Quick fire channels can be established for any observer or sensor. Any brigade or battalion FSE or FACP that is normally in the fire mission flow, but is bypassed during quick fire operations, should receive a notification of each fire mission through message of interest processing. To expedite fires, the unit can coordinate the use of various quick fire linkages, designed to facilitate rapid mission execution while achieving desired control. For example, a quick fire channel could be established from a FIST through the battalion FSE and then directly to the FA battalion FDC. For even faster response and more decentralized control, the FIST may send the mission directly to the FDC that will execute the mission. This is often used for priority targets and FPF. A priority target is a target based on either time or importance, on which the delivery of fires takes precedence for the designated firing unit or element. An artillery firing unit prepares to engage its priority target by laying its weapon or weapons on the assigned target whenever the firing unit is not engaged in a fire mission in order to reduce the time required to fire the target. For example, an FPF is a priority target. The supported commander, after consultation with his FSO, designates priority targets. The supported commander also gives specific guidance as to when the targets will become priority, the munitions to use, the accuracy required, and the desired effects. The supported commander designates a priority target based on time requirements or target importance. When not engaged in fire missions, firing units lay on priority targets. The purpose of laying on a target is to direct or adjust the aim of a weapon or setting of a weapon for a given range, deflection, or both. FA battalions normally do not perform airspace deconfliction. Instead, the Air Defense Airspace Management/Brigade Aviation Element, in coordination with the Division JAGIC, executes this process for the supported commander. The FA battalion primarily uses digital means to plan and execute fires. However, the battalion may receive planned and immediate fire missions from a wide variety of sources, in both voice and digital formats. These requests may have been generated by lower or higher echelon FSE and by trained FA observers and untrained observers. UAS may send calls for fire directly to the brigade FSE, as the aircraft may be considered a brigade asset. Digital fire requests. Digital fire missions may be received from FA and non-FA digital systems. Procedures and capabilities may vary depending on which digital systems are interfacing with one another. Training opportunities should be aggressively sought out. FA technical rehearsals should thoroughly address digital interface issues. Whenever possible, digital fire missions should be rehearsed along the entire data link, under the same digital conditions anticipated for the actual operation. For example, extended communications distances, surge digital traffic capacity, degraded operations, and alternate routes. Voice fire requests. Use of voice may be necessary for unplanned, immediate fire requests or during denied, disrupted, degraded operations. FDCs must anticipate the circumstances and the types of voice missions they may encounter. The tactical solution and effects on the target should be essentially the same, regardless of whether the mission is processed voice or digital. However, missions from untrained observers must be rehearsed during training to establish proper unit techniques. observed fire, and unobserved fire. Fires are either observed or unobserved. Observed fire is the point of projectile impact or burst that can be seen by an observer and can be adjusted on the basis of observation. Unobserved fire are projectile points of impact or burst not observed. The observer can attempt to adjust the round based on the sound of the impact.